Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 2 of Camera Position, my podcast about the creative side of photography. In this episode of Camera Position, I'd like to talk about another one of my photographs. This one, a photograph made in the beautiful Tuscan hill town of Montepulciano, Toscana, Tuscany. This is the Church of San Biagio, which is situated at the bottom of the hill that Montepulciano sits upon. It is an outstandingly beautiful example of Renaissance architecture created in the early to mid 1500s. I think it was finished about 1540. And in this particular photograph, what I want to do is talk a little bit about the idea of camera position as it relates to not the cameras being positioned left to right or up to down or obliquely to the subject. And as you can see, this particular photograph, the camera is positioned square on to the subject, very simple compositionally. And yet, really the camera position here refers to light. And certainly light is one of the most elemental aspects of photography, and one of the things that I particularly enjoy, the way light strikes structure, landscape, people, all the things in the world that light modifies by the way it falls on things. And as I watched the late afternoon sunlight streaming across the facade of this church, I noticed this great shadow that was being cast by the triangular piece that's above the doorway there, and waited for quite a long time. And sometimes camera position refers to the idea of placing the camera in space. And in this case, what I'd like to think about is camera position referring to placing the camera in time, because it took quite a long time for the sunlight to reach all the way across the facade. And what I was waiting for was that beautiful little touch. That touch of the shadow to the vertical element on the left side of the photograph, and the way that touch very gently sort of looks at the idea of light caressing a subject. So camera position can be about how we compose a photograph by how the elements in the frame fall together based on the perspective or point of view that we bring to the camera's frame, or it can relate to the idea of how we think about the way in which light changes our perception of a subject. So that's camera position number 2. Thank you for listening. And next time, I think what we'll do is talk about a photograph by one of my favorite photographers, the great 20th century master Paul Caponegro. And I'd like to look at one of my favorite photographs by him and take a look at how that picture is constructed and the ideas that I think may have been running through Paul Caponegro's head. Thanks again for listening. Drop me a note and let me know what you're thinking about these podcasts that I'm making. I am Jeff at jeffcurto.com or Jeff at cameraposition.com. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.